you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
It's Off Book, the improvised musical.
Film before a live studio audience.
We love it! We love it so much!
We love you!
Bonjour! We're so glad you're here!
We are
friends.
The studio audience! I can't believe it's taken 5.5 years for you to say hello to us!
We're live from Seine, where we have the studio audience on the banks of the Seine! Live from France!
Live from France, from Paris! We are the studio audience! We are!
Studio audience full of French urchins!
Oh, yes, little French
urchins! Well, live on the street and pick the pockets of the people that don't walk by!
I'm mostly picking the baguettes out of the baskets on the bicycles!
So, this is our podcast. If you haven't thrown your iPod across the room.
Your iPod?
Uh-oh.
First of all, nerd, get a phone.
Get a phone, why don't you? Yeah. What's up? This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, that film with chord hits.
We got...
We're still missing dear Dana Wickens. She's
the boom in some faraway room. And as you already know, because you heard his beautiful voice, we have from the Improvised Shakespeare Company, from just in general being a brilliant man, Dimension 20, Stream of Blood, not Dimension 20, but Dropout stuff, sorry. We have the incredible Ross Bryant.
Yeah, throw your Zune across the room. It's Ross.
Throw your Zune across the room.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, Ross.
Oh, man, so stoked to be
here.
You
were just in Paris.
I was.
With your lovely wifey.
That's right, my wifey.
On your honeymoon.
That's right. We had a belated honeymoon in gayest Paris. It was great.
I saw a lot. You're serving a lot of good looks.
Oh, yeah.
You got a great coat.
You generally are serving
a fashionable man.
Looks.
A fashionable couple.
A fashionable couple.
Yeah, really. Gorgeous.
Ooh, what a torrent of flattery. Thank you so much. Yeah, y'all are handsome folks and sartorialists as well.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, we wanted to pack mad light. So basically packed 3 outfits, but then 1 nice coat. And so I basically dressed like a cartoon character while I was there.
I love it.
I basically looked the same
every day. It's so much easier on the animators when you do that, though.
Yeah. You gotta have a base look. And
you
that's
must
what I
have
went
a
for.
Base look. Every time the Simpsons go to church, the animators are like, please.
Ugh. It is such a funny thing to think about. That you sort of don't notice. It's just sort of like built into the way that we watch stuff. Those guys wear the same clothes every day of their dang lives.
That's why I freaking love the brilliant, brilliant Doug episode where Doug's look becomes the look. It's like featured on a teen show. And then so everyone's like wearing what Doug wears. And he's like, wait, I've been wearing this forever. And they're like, yeah, right, Doug. You haven't been wearing this. And then he like opens his closet and it's just a series of the same outfit. And I'm like, this is so brilliant.
Oh, that is
But
great.
Everyone was wearing their own version of it, you know, like they just had to be like brown on the bottom, white shirt and a green vest of some kind.
Do you remember the first time, like as a kid, you took a swing and were like, I'm not just wearing clothes, I'm putting together an outfit. I'm taking a swing today.
Yeah, I kind of do. I remember that I got into, in sixth grade, I had a vibe where I was wearing like the same clothes as a uniform, but it was like, this is my Monday outfit, this is my Tuesday outfit. A little bit, I got into like a cycle of that. And I do remember that I think it was like my Thursday outfit was black pedal pushers or capri pants, a black and light blue ribbed tank, and then a blue matching baby blue collared shirt open with it, with white sneaks, because I wore my white sneaks on PE days and I wore my like Vans or Skechers on non-PE days.
You wore your white sneaks on the days that you were going to
They were a little bit more athletic.
Okay.
And then I also think I paired that with 4 butterfly clips.
Yeah. For me the big shift was I realized that you can't just wear sweatpants every day. And then as I got older, I realized you actually can.
But yeah, that's especially a thing now.
Right.
But yeah, for me, the turn was, I'm going to be all black guy.
Whoa. What grade was that?
This was around like 10th grade. It was like, yeah, it's black pants, it's black shirt, it's black Rockport sneakers.
I mean, that guy's a vibe though.
Wake up in the morning, pull back the closet doors, looking at my options, what do I got in store? Flipping through the hangers, shirt by blouse, but I know what I'm wearing when I head out of the house. All black, from my shirt to my slacks, from my socks to my hat, wearing all black, all black. From my shirt to my slacks,
from my socks to my hat,
wearing all black.
Wake up in the morning, brush my hair, throw on a bunch of clothes, there's not a trace of color there. Oh yeah, you know it's not too hard when you're throwing on that color into which all light it is absorbed. Black sneakers with a couple black pants on top, and right there you know that the black kid just don't stop. Oh, don't you know I'm wearing a little more, not less, from head to toe. I said, don't you know I'm wearing darkness, just
all black, from my shirt to my slacks, from my socks to my hat.
The darkness, and you best believe your eyes that I'm wearing all black when I accessorize. Talking necklace, talking watch, the color is not there. You can't see me in the nighttime because I'm blending in so clear. I'm wearing
all black, from my shirt to my slacks, from my socks to my hat. I'm wearing all black, all black, from my shirt to my slacks, from my throat to my head. I'm wearing all black, all black.
You might ask, are you sick? Are you taking a swing? Are you dressing gothic? Not really going that far. Not more sort of dressed like a caterer. In the industry, I could be driven by a wall. Am I very sad or am I waiting tables? You'll have to make the call. I could work at a death museum or after rock and roll, pushing amps and guitars on stage, but you will never know. All you know is I'm
all black, from my shirt to my slacks, from my socks to my head. I'm wearing all black, all black. From my shirt to my slacks, from my socks to my hat, I'm wearing all black. Look at that.
I'm so glad that the three of us are friends, because we share an aesthetic, even though for each of us, the aesthetic means something different.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking, when I was putting on my all black today, that normally, like, people have sort of maybe a broody or a gloomy outlook on the world sometimes when they wear all black.
Yeah, that's me.
That's your thing.
Your deal.
That's your thing, Oliver, is you're like, I'm in all black because that's how I see the world.
I'm in all black because it reflects the darkness within.
That's right. Now, I'm in all black because I like simplicity and I like monochrome and I like classic elegance.
That's right, Jennifer.
Jen, clean lines.
I'm sort of in like architectural black.
You show up in black and someone's like, design me a house.
That's right.
Build me a countertop.
That's right.
Build me a suspension bridge.
That's right. That's why my all black is a simple shell blouse and a black sharp tuxedo coat and then black culottes with a thin black nylon sock and a black penny loafer. That's my all black.
Mm-hmm. You're not only hitting blacks, you're hitting angles.
Angles. I know my angles.
You were like a Frank Gehry building walking around.
Yeah, that's right. And Spence, I think we all know that you're all black is the black of a poet.
Yes.
Different than Oliver's darkness.
My darkness does not result in art of any kind.
No, brooding only.
My darkness is aesthetic in the way that I move through the world, just a cog in a machine, upset at the job that it has to do. You are the wings of a black-winged dove.
Yes, in the wings of a black-winged dove, in the wings of a dark-winged raven, slightly more conventional. This darkness here is reflective of the dark matter of the soul into which I delve to bring up from the dark well within the still darker water of the poetry with which I shall describe my experience.
Spence, when me and my twin brother Oliver first saw you walk into our school 4 months ago after that transfer from the other town, we were like, finally someone we can talk to.
Someone gets us.
I was pretty worried that it wouldn't find anyone with a dark and poetic spirit here.
I have not a dark poetic spirit, but he does, and I have sort of like the artistic side, so you're kind of like right in the middle of our Venn diagram.
I'm right at that point where the two circles kiss.
It's hard to make friends in a new place. Hard to walk around and not know a single face. Sometimes it couldn't be clearer when you see a face that's different and yet still like looking in a mirror.
A new way of seeing you, that's what a friend can do. That's what a friend can do. Two circles just about to kiss.
That is what a Venn diagram is. Smoochy smooch circles next to you is.
Just a couple of circles making out.
Ooh, I was a circle, my sister's a circle too. But I cannot smooch my sister.
Oh no.
That's not a thing that you can do. Someone from outside to let your soul and your lips get parted a little wide.
Being the new kid, always hard. Never know when anybody's gonna step out of line and try to pull your card. But then, an experience so rare. Look and see a couple of circles so dark and yourself reflected there. And then when you're the new kid walking on the new street, see a couple of circles about to kiss and you're the point right where they meet. And here is the moment where the combination's begun. Let those circles kiss and slip each other.
Two circles
went to circles. Color guard coming through.
Color guard coming through.
Make way.
We have flags and rifles and they spin. The rifles are wooden.
You see those three over there?
Ooh, that trio, that colorless trio.
That gloomy little rain cloud constantly over a Pooh Bear.
Ugh. Tut tut. It looks like rain.
Tut tut.
Tut tut.
Looks like a lack of color of any kind.
You know what? When I wear black, it's only as eyeliner to make my eyeshadow pop.
And that's because you're wearing a colored eyeshadow, Brettany.
A shimmer, shimmer with no dimmer.
Ooh. Shimmer, shimmer with no dimmer. Dark clothes just make you look slimmer.
I can't believe those gloom twins got that hot new boy to join their little creep enclave.
Why would he not want to join our color guard? We give colorful, flaggy witch vibes.
Yeah, colorful, flaggy witch vibes.
Look at this. I'm gonna tell you so. What is the original witchy spell? It's a rainbow. Nothing more witchy than raindrops reflecting light. Nothing more witchy than the spell cast by color, flying through the sky so high.
Spinning a flag. Not in drag, not looking drab.
Not looking trapped.
Can you feel it? Our spell going to your heart. When we take a beam of light and break it into its component parts. Why stay under dark clouds? That's no way to live. You two are my second best friends, but my first is Roy G. Biv.
Spinning a flag.
And it's the spell that we cast. Looking drab, I'm casting the spell I cast. Wearing the colors that I wanna wear, even though one is a cast. I broke my arm when I tried to spin a flag. The flag hit my arm and now my arm is broken.
Nothing I do it every day, that's just what I say.
I
might be dressed in green or I might be in red.
Anyway
that you do it, you know that I am the perfectest fellow. You might see me in orange or might be blazing out of yellow.
If I'm wearing green or I'm wearing blue or cerulean, you know that no matter the color I'm wearing, that I will be killing it. I'm wearing a mauve, I'm wearing a purple, I'm wearing a taupe. But you must believe I am wearing the colors, cause no color that would be broke.
In front of the band.
Gotta do it in front of the band.
I just can't believe they got their little Hooks and Spence. He's so mysterious. So cool.
I really wanted to nab him for the color guard.
I wanted to nab him for my prom date.
You're telling me, Brittany.
I wanted to nab that little, that you see how he keeps that little book in his back pocket? Oh, he's always scribbling thoughts.
How is it that I can both see the curve of his butt and the book in his back pocket?
So freaking sexy. I can see this curve of that little book. Why does he have that little book?
A little butt book.
He's always writing his little poems in his little butt book. Ooh, that really gets me on.
Oh, and he sits on that little butt book with his cute little butt, and then he pulls it out and scribbles little poem thoughts. I just can't believe you would land with the Gloom Twins.
I guess I don't really know that much about the Gloom Twins, but I know this. They're wearing black, and I assume that means they're real sad and bad to be around.
Oh, I know about the Gloom Twins.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know this?
No. Did you go to the same elementary school?
Yes, more than that. I'm next the third door neighbors.
Twin. Oh, okay.
No, my family lives next to them, and we have barbecues together sometimes.
Oh, so you know them pretty well.
Yeah, we're family friends.
Pretty close.
But we don't speak at school. It's part of our agreement.
Oh, on whose agreement was that? Yours or theirs?
Actually, neither.
An unspoken agreement.
Okay, so maybe not like an agreement, really.
Well, I don't know. I found a piece of paper on my desk. I don't know where it came from. And I signed it, and it said, we agreed to never speak at school. So I guess maybe they did it.
Oh, wow. I saw a piece of paper on my desk, and it said 73 out of 100. And I'm like, who put this there?
Oh, that was the teacher. You got a C minus on a test.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Or a paper, or a quiz. I don't know.
Okay, what about this, though?
Okay.
I saw a paper on my desk, and it said the day's date. And then it was a series of articles about the day.
That's newspaper.
I think that was the newspaper. Okay. That was that day's newspaper.
Okay, what about this though?
Oh, okay.
I saw a paper on my desk and it said, Dear Diary, and get this, the pages that were written were in my handwriting.
You wrote it.
That was your
journaling.
That was precisely
that. That's all the mysteries I have. So
that was sort of your New Year's resolution from 2 years ago, was to journal more.
Oh, right. I did that one.
Yeah, good job.
Congratulations.
Mine was to drink more water. That's why I got this water bottle that says, drink me or you're a big fat loser.
Oh, wow.
You need an abusive bottle if you're going to make any progress drinking.
Yeah, I have a Camelback, but I still wrote abusive things on it.
If my drinking vessel doesn't yell at me, I'm not drinking.
Mm-mm. And if you're not drinking, you're sinking. Mm-hmm.
If you're not drinking, you're sinking. Let's spin.
All right, kids. Now listen, we in homeroom, we really only have one thing that we need to get done today. You all need to decide what you're doing for the school festival. Yes.
It's March.
Okay, yes, March. What can I do for you?
No, it's currently March.
Yes, I know.
Why are you talking like it's the first day of school? Got you.
Well,
got you.
Sure. Okay, March. You did get
no,
me.
No, it's March.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
It's March.
Okay, March. What can I do for you?
Thank you. My name is March.
Oh, sorry. Well, you have a twin and I'm just a sub, so I have a hard time telling
you. I'm Sarch. That's my twin, March.
Okay.
But also, it's March.
It is March. You're March and you're Sarch.
Yep.
Got it. Uh-huh. Listen, I'm sorry if I came in with first day of school vibes. All I meant to say was that the festival is coming up. Yes, Sarch.
It's all right. It's just in a long line of subs, you know, like the tradition of subs is to kind of get them. The thing that kids normally do with subs is to kind of get them. Got you.
Oh, okay. Got it. That was a follow up to let me know what you had done before.
If you really need to get on with the lesson plan, then we can kind of fade to the back. But part of what I was gonna being say a is kid is like to a sub, you want to kind of get them.
I get it. Yeah. No, you got to sort of like.
You haven't written your name on the board yet.
And I won't.
But that's real sub stuff.
Oh yeah, that's real sub stuff. And also that's nice grist for our mill because no matter what that name is
we're going to get you.
We're going to get you. Trust and believe, we're going to get you.
We're going to get you.
Okay, would it make you feel better? Yes, you're raising your hand again. What can I do for you, Sarge?
I'm actually an office TA for 0 period, so I actually know your name. So I can get you right now.
Great. Why don't you go write my name up on the board?
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mr. Gordon. Go, March. March, get him. Quick, I did this part. March, you got to get him. Quick.
I'm going to allow 30 seconds in the beginning of class for you two to get this out of your system.
Mr. Gordon.
What, like Gordon Ramsay? You've made this room more like Hell's Kitchen. Got you.
What, like the Gordon's fisherman? Oh, damn. Did you come here in your rain slicker trying to sling fish sticks at us? No thanks.
Oh, whoops. Oh, what's all over my desk? Oh, you put a bunch of gourds here? Oh, get these gourds off. I don't want them gourd on. Got you.
Yeah, sorry. Hold up. What are you two doing?
We're getting him.
We're getting you.
Okay, but the whole class is just watching you do this. So like,
we're just getting him.
Getting you bad.
Could the two of you not for a second?
Okay, for
because
once.
Because we're trying to plan the festival, and I'm actually really excited about that.
Okay, Rachel.
Have you gotten him enough?
I don't know. Now I feel like I can't get him anymore because you asked me to stop, and you're my peer who I see every day, not a sub who's ephemeral in my life.
Well, that makes me feel not good because I have a life even when I leave.
Yeah, here, but not to me.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Sure, but to I feel like part of empathy is learning that, like, people... Yeah, I understand that, I mean, but, like, part of empathy is learning that, like, there are people and the experiences outside yourself.
But, Mr. Gordon, I have, like, there's other people that I see all the time that I have to extend that to.
Yeah, sure, but...
To me, you don't exist as soon as I don't look at you. Like, if I close my eyes, you don't exist.
Okay, well, that's object permanence, but I see what you mean.
Got you.
Generally
got
speaking.
Peekaboo. Peekaboo. Got you.
Can we please just start planning the festival, please?
Fine.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say up on the board, your class is supposed to have an exhibit in the festival or a booth or whatever. I'm not sure the school
I'm sure you want to make it gourd themed. Got him.
Definitely don't want to make it gourd themed March. In fact, I'm not deciding.
I guess you want to make it Mighty Ducks themed Gordon Bombay. Got you.
We watched it last weekend.
Got you.
On a scale of like, I just want to see the hands of everyone else in the class. And this is probably mean. I shouldn't do this. Never mind. I'm walking it back.
Were you about to ask the class how many like us?
Yeah,
we have to ask the class how many people like our
okay,
antics.
Okay, so you know that this is alienating for you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's just our best way to get it.
Well,
get
that's my best way for what, my guys? Like, what are we doing here? Because you're clearly the brother. We love each other. You are clearly
we
unit.
Feel safe with each other.
Totally. I can see that. But I'm seeing a bunch of other people look away from you when you talk.
It's hard to be a twin, you know?
Yeah.
There's only two other people in this whole school who understand it, but they don't really like to talk to us. We have a hard time relating to you.
Yeah, we're not.
But I think it might be because we're fraternal and you're identical.
It's just not exactly the same. Like, you can tell that we're twins, but we're not that kind of twins.
No. What was that?
Hold on.
Yeah!
Ha! Hoo yeah!
Woo!
Woo!
Okay, I've lost control of this class.
Yeah! I know my brother and I can be a little gloomy. But when it comes to the festival, we make room see. Cause it's the one day a year when we don't do our thing. We like to set up a booth that celebrates coming spring. And so we're doing different things today.
Okay.
We're turning over a new leaf as the leaves return. We're turning over a new leaf as the leaves return. And we're here to turn it up and to get your respect we hope to earn.
We're turning over a new leaf as the leaves return. My brother is the only one in the whole school that I can trust. Mr. Gordon, as soon as you leave, it's like you don't exist to us.
Sometimes we keep ourselves from getting a new friendship win. Because it's easier to find safety and comfort by only talking to your twin.
Or you could
turn over a new leaf as the leaves return. Try turning over a new leaf as the leaves return. A new leaf as a leaf.
gonna do is just write festival ideas on the board, and you can all come up and list them, and then you can vote on what you want your class to do. You can create your own system.
I really love charts and graphs, and also Venn diagrams. But what if our booth was a kissing booth where we can kiss?
Okay, I'll put down kissing booth.
Yes.
I'll have to run it by the faculty.
Yes!
But for now, there's no bad ideas, so just let your minds be free. Frittata booth sounds good to me. Yes, you.
What about a banjo booth?
Okay, a banjo booth. I'm not exactly sure what that would do.
What about a booth where you sit, Mr. Gordon, and people can come and get you?
Okay, we're
just
not...
roast your butt from dawn to dusk just to get you booth.
Yeah.
Okay, I get you booth. Okay, like what about a booth where you throw a flag?
Ooh, like where do you throw it?
Like kind of like those places where you throw an axe, like an axe throwing booth.
Oh, great.
Gotta circle back to banjo booth.
Okay, it's on the board.
I feel like we did not give it a shot. I think maybe we just play banjos in the booth. It could be both sweet and hot.
Either way, we're turning over a new leaf as the leaves return.
Underlining banjo booth.
We're turning over a new leaf as the leaves return.
Will the children choose? In a moment we'll learn. Cause they're turning over a new leaf as the leaves return. And we will return in just a moment to find out what kind of booth the children will choose. Will the twins make friends? Will the other twins and that third twin, all dresses in black, make themselves friends with the rest of the school? What about those color guard girls? Find out when we return to the second half of All Black Everything, the musical.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left this school, they were being really mean to a sub who's just trying to do his job. What are they going to do at this spring festival, and how are all these storylines going to intertwine? Find out when we return to the second half of All Black Everything, the musical. Okay, listen. Oliver, Jennifer, Did you put this paper on my desk or what?
What paper?
The paper that said we agreed that we're only home friends, that we only hang out on the weekends and at family gatherings, and we're not school friends, and we sign our names in...
No.
What?
No.
I didn't either.
The longer you went on, the more sure I was that I didn't...
I didn't put that paper on your
desk. I didn't remember anything like that. Now, someone put a paper on my desk
that
said 98 out of 100.
Good
was
job.
That you?
No, that's... You did really well on something. Good job, Oliver.
Couldn't be me.
Hey, y'all. I noticed you having this little tete-a-tete over here, and I just wanted to drop by and say that I hope you vote for the banjo booth for the festival. I put it out there, and I felt like not a whole ton of people were into it, but I'd really love to show off my banjo
skills. You're killing me, Larry. You're killing me, Larry.
Larry, I think a band, like...
I moved here from West Virginia with a banjo on my knee. Look, and I haven't so much as been given half a chance to show off my skills. Larry, I figure it might be a good time as any.
Yeah. Larry, I think everyone in the class is sort of very intrigued by you and trying to figure out more about you. The booth is usually like a sort of like communal thing where we all do something. I don't know that anyone else in the class plays
knows how
banjo.
To play banjo.
So like, is the banjo booth just you playing banjo, or they're like,
oh, it's a communal activity. I saw this as something the whole community could participate in. Gather over in the banjo booth and watch me strumming on the old banjo.
Okay, Larry, again, that sounds like we'd be an audience and we're all supposed to like be a part of the booth.
Well, hold on though.
Yeah?
If we're all watching Larry, we have the whole festival sort of go to all the other booths and do whatever we want.
No taking turns running the booth.
It's just Larry and a banjo all day and all night. Larry and a banjo,
all day and all night. Okay, Larry, you have my vote. I mean, as much as I love being on color guard, I spin a flag all the time. So when Rachel was like, spin a flag, I was like, girl, I don't actually need to spin a flag. Like,
that was why I pivoted to throw an axe, but the axe is a flag. And then I thought, it's actually more fun if it's an axe. But then Mr. Garden said we probably can't throw axes.
Also, like, what authority does he have? As soon as I don't see him, he doesn't exist.
He turns to freaking dust in my mind.
Yeah, I gotta admit, what y'all say was pretty mean, but TBH, as soon as a sub goes away from school, I flush their name right out of my brain.
He walked out of the room. I already don't remember a single thing about him.
But yeah, think about it. Me there at the banjo booth providing a cool musical backdrop for whatever the heck else y'all want to do.
Larry, can you just friggin' play your banjo for us right now to give us a sample? Okay.
Y'all hear that? Sweet picking?
I mean, it sounds great.
I love it, actually. Oh my gosh, this is a weird day. I'm talking to the twins at school. Larry is really good at banjo.
Wait, did you think you couldn't talk to us?
Yeah, I got a note that said we can't talk at school.
Well, who else do you know at school? Or maybe it was put on the wrong desk? I guess there's a couple of ways that could have gone down. But no, we didn't put anything on your desk. Why would we not want to talk to you at school?
I don't know, because you're into your all black gloom thing. Well, for the record, I'm into all black and angles.
Yeah, more about sharp lines. My black is all about gloom.
That's super weird.
I mean, that's just how I feel. Kind of sad.
No, no,
all
no.
The
so
time.
Sorry. That's not weird. That's like, yeah, true to you. I mean, like, the note being from none of us is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Larry?
Yeah?
Did you put a note on my desk telling me not to be friends at school with the Gloom twins?
Yes, I did.
Larry!
You're killing me, Larry.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Look, less time spent being friends, more time spent looking at my dang banjo. Nothing shall stand in Larry's way. You think this is my first move in the long chess game of getting attention for my banjo skills? I've been plotting this since the moment I came to this here school. Oh, I'm gonna rule it with the power of five strings in a dream.
All right,
you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna vote. We gotta get... Let's do it. Let's do the banjo booth.
Yeah, I kind of like that you're Machiavellian about your banjo. That's, like, pretty cool.
Shows a lot of passion and darkness within you.
Yeah.
I can get down with that for sure. While you do your banjo, though, you think it would be cool to have other things happening, like, make it, like, a whole, like, show? Or does all the focus need to be solely on the banjo?
He's real intense. He's like,
when
sweating.
I said that, a bunch of veins popped out of his neck.
Lord!
Okay.
Well, if you go down to the festival, there'll be a whole lot there to see. As long as while you're there, you attend to me. Festival's the place of March where the children love to go. And I'll be there right up on stage drumming on the banjo. And you don't you know, I'll do the best I can. And all the attention will come to me because that's my master plan. So if you just want to go to the festival and go, then you will see me there strumming right on my banjo. Because the banjo is my master plan, Joe. And I'll do it the best I can, Joe.
Banjo, the master plan, Joe.
And I'll do it
the best I can, Joe.
Don't take your eyes off the banjo. Don't take your eyes off the man. He wants us all to look at him. That is his master plan. If you're looking somewhere else, he'll come at you real quick and say, look at this banjo now, and that will do the trick.
Oh, he's been making this plan who knows how long since. It's like he took a page out of the book, The Prince. He's been plotting and a-scheming. He's been strumming and a-dreaming. Now we're gonna give him his day.
Oh, I'll be right there up on the stage, picking on the scene. Don't you know, as far as I know, the ends justify the means. So just listen to the banjo, listen to how it feels. And when it comes to my master plan, there are wheels within the wheels. Because the banjo is my master banjo, and he'll play it the best I can, Joe. The banjo, my master banjo, and I'll play it,
play it
the best I can.
All right, that's 11 votes for Banjo Booth. I guess that's it.
Excellent.
Oh.
Oh, God. What do I... Not good enough. Back in the pocket with you.
Spence, what's going on, dude?
I'm just... Nothing, just trying to hew some poetry out of the bedrock of my dark soul.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, how's it going?
Tough. Tough, TBH.
Listen.
Don't look now, but like all three of the Color Guard girls are just like eyes locked on you.
That's why.
Oh.
That's why it's
so... You want
so
me to tell them to like look somewhere else?
Are you having a hard time picking which Color Guard girl to ask to the Spring Festival?
Yeah. Honestly, I...
And are you sort of considering that maybe you should ask all three?
And you're wondering like... Would that be too much of a power move? Would that have...
And then you're
back?
Thinking like, maybe I can sitcom rules and keep them all on a date at the same time and run yourself ragged through a series of hijinks only to realize that it's probably me who you've had a crush on this whole time.
Yeah, or me. And then you're thinking like...
And that actually like the love triangle is this Venn diagram all along.
Yeah. And actually you're thinking like...
And
but
actually...
But then you think, well, hold on. Maybe I could have all five of them.
And these so, two, all yeah. Three
of them. It is so like you to try to turn a series of circles into a triangle. But
it's my angle.
God, all five of you. The mind reels.
Spence, I mean, I guess
I'm going to be honest with you. You have the pick. You're still mysterious. Everyone loves how that little book looks in your little butt.
It looks great. Any of us would love to go with you.
It's just like...
I think, and we're young enough that like, I still feel like...
Well,
definitely at first you could ask all five of us. I don't know how that'll work out in the long run. I feel like only anime protagonists can ever sort of like pull that off for like an extended period of time.
Yeah, I don't need a bunch of people orbiting around me. I'm a one person kid.
Oh, Spence, I knew it. Yeah. That's why we all have crushes on you.
You always want what you can't have. You're always drawn to the thing that doesn't want you back. Sometimes the thrill is in the chase, and you end up running towards an unattainable place. But you've just got to know that whoever you pick in the end will be with you, but we'll still be your friends, no matter what, we're friends. That make you be like, ooh, I should probably pick one of them.
Versus those three girls spinning flat, not looking trapped, casting a spell. They got a story, but we have truths to tell.
Whoever you choose, whether it's us or them, someone who's giving you absolutely no pressure at all, and afterwards we'll still be friends.
Oh.
When I see those flags spinning, it sends my mind out of control.
Never be trapped.
When I see
spell on my soul.
Don't you wanna go with the ones who want you most, who would do anything for a little bud and that book? We're not here to play games. I'm here to throw flags and go on dates, and I'm all out of flags.
Or do you wanna remember this night when you're looking back? Is the night you were hand in hand with someone else who's in all black?
But no matter who you choose,
not trying to guilt you.
To consider.
You don't have to choose now, but like all eyes are on you, my guy.
We're running out of time actually, and I'm probably going to go with one of the Arch twins if you don't ask me. If you don't ask me like in the next couple of seconds, I'm probably going to go with one of the Arch twins. And even saying that out loud, it's like, wow,
feels
would
like
you do that?
Feels like it's maybe not happening.
Would you? Yeah. Wow, let me say the full sentence twice. Okay, Spence, it's all right.
I'm too close. Don't you see? I'm too close to you already.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin this friend dynamic.
How could I ruin this friend dynamic that that tenuously sits on the point of the kiss of the two circles of the Venn diagram?
Oliver, we have got to stop having a crush on the same person. We have to go to different colleges. I know. Like, our intensity is too much.
And how could I kiss you without hurting Oliver's feelings? How could I kiss Oliver without hurting your feelings?
You couldn't.
You couldn't.
I mean, in my head, if I think about it, I'm like, it would be okay for you to date both of us. And then I think about it for like another 2 seconds and I'd just be immediately hurt.
Yeah.
Even if I said I was okay with it, I don't think I'm built for that.
I actually think that Venn diagrams are not about all three circles kissing.
When I think about it, there's actually...
The point is that there's a lot of places where they don't meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even in a Venn diagram, we've been thinking about a Venn diagram as a place where like two circles kiss.
And I'm maybe the point in the middle.
Which is basically not a Venn diagram. It's two circles next to each other. There's no overlapping sides. Really, traditionally, even though, a Venn diagram in which all three of us are a circle, there's so many lines of intersection, it's so messy.
That's right. Oh my gosh, Spence, we weren't treating you as your own circle. This whole time we were treating you as the weird pointy oval in the middle.
I was the little lozenge in the center of
your own circle. I'm so sorry.
I need to be my own circle, you guys.
It's true. We've been holding you as like our cool, hot, poetic, mysterious friend, and we've been like keeping you from exploring all kids at this school.
Do you want us to introduce you to the Color Guard girls, who I actually think could pull off all dating you at the same time?
And we actually are friends with them. There was just a weird note mishap from Larry. Like, Larry has been spending this whole year driving a wedge between us and the Color Guard girls. We all used to be dear friends.
Larry has been playing games within games.
And I actually don't understand how that affected anything.
I don't either,
but...
and it's been going for a long time. I think the culmination was to make sure that Banjo Booth got chosen, which does seem to have happened. But, so Larry... So are we good, my guy?
It seems as though all my little plans have come to fruition.
Okay, go.
Oh, all my little mice have ran through their maze. All
right.
The chess master has moved his pawns.
Okay, but do you have a
position.
But do you have a date to the? Do you have a date?
Huh?
To the dance?
Well, I suppose my date was just this old banjo.
Okay, but do you want a human date? Because honestly, the sort of like.
Oh my God, his intensity is so good for you.
Yeah.
But his sort of aw-shucksness is like no good for me, but it's sort of perfect for you.
Yeah. I was trying to keep you all apart so that you would focus on me more because I thought that even though I was an excellent banjo player, that perhaps I was not worthy of one person's love.
Don't you know?
Oh, you're killing me, Larry.
That's not how prisms even work. It can work when light comes through one side and then rainbow comes out the other end. When everyone is just that one point of light, it
in. So yes, you've got our attention, Larry. Now everyone's looking at you.
But you've got our attention, Larry.
So what are you gonna do?
It seems I got what I wanted. This is the attention that banjos bring. But is it really all that I wanted here with five percussive strings? Maybe there were more Machiavellian schemes that my little southern heart was about. And I wanted to keep all of you apart so that I could ask one of you out.
Oh, but the blue grass isn't always greener on the other side. It wears all black to hide. The bluegrass isn't always greener on the other side.
So Larry, will you go to the dance with me?
Yes, I'll go to the dance with you.
Will you go to the dance with me? Spence, we gotta make your day.
I see you tuning those flags so fancy and free. All of the colors of a rainbow, it's like poetry.
And I see you with that little book.
See that little
book? And it's back of your jeans pocket. You got secrets, and I know if you give me time, unlock it.
So come on with me. This is the moment where this can start. I've got a bunch of little pieces of paper in my pocket, and there's room for all of you in my heart.
Yeah.
Thing to do before this party can start. Sis, do you need a wingman for asking out one or both of the marches?
Hey, Arch Twins, you're super weird, but I actually really like that. Will you come both with me? The night unpack it.
I'd understand if after all we've done, you'd have some issues of trust. Us twins are so used to getting people, but you just got us.
Bluegrass isn't always greener on the other side.
Some are three,
some are four.
But we all take it in stride, because the bluegrass isn't always greener on the other side.
Mr. Gordon, you're here because I can see you with my eyes. The end. Sorry, that was a weird tag on. I just was like, maybe eyes will go with side.
Oh yeah, and get Mr. Gordon back. And
get Mr. Gordon back.
Get Mr. Gordon back.
Get Mr. Gordon back.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
The end. That was, of course, All Black Everything, the musical with the incredible Ross Bryan.
Ross.
Always such a legend. Joy.
Holy moly, what a joy.
A legend, a king, a prince, a gift.
Y'all are the best.
Where can you go? I feel like you always got irons and fires.
Yeah, you can find out things that I'm doing on the social media platform Instagram, where you can follow me at RossBB. And there's lots of stuff on the Dropout channel. And
yeah,
you can also sign up for the Gizmoplex, which is where you can watch new episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Watch your favorite robot pals make fun of a movie.
For which you write.
That's right.
Which is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
We love it. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Brett, for your incredible tunes.
Oh, boy. Guess what? As we say at the end of every episode... Ooh, when you got a little book of poems,
you make the lady say,
OMG.
What a great butt.
OMG, what a great butt. Bye.